Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, the name of this show. We got 25 more minutes here. I'm Tim with Ed, and Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I would like to send a personal greeting to Ray, who I have not yet seen this morning. Hello, Ray.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I hope everybody else that's listening has a good day today, too.
Amen, brother. That's a good attitude to take into the midday here, Steve.
I'm a positive kind of guy.
I would like to. I know this wasn't in our story meeting, but I have mentioned this on a number of occasions.
Going off the reservation.
I'm going off.
Here we go.
Here we go. Okay. This is something I have said. I suspected it, and now apparently I am proven correct. This is from The Guardian, which is a British newspaper. Greedflation. Corporate profiteering significantly boosted global prices, study shows. Multinationals, in particular, hiked prices far above the rise in costs to deliver an outsized impact on cost of living crisis, report concludes. I have been saying for months now, all right? In fact, my wife doesn't even want to hear it anymore. Sometimes I go shopping with her, and I tell her. I'm not going to name the
stores. What do you tell her, Ed?
I tell her. Mm-hmm. This increase in price is not due to inflation. They are gouging the American consumer and taking advantage of inflation to boost their profits. And now I have been proven correct. You wait till I get home and tell my wife that I'm right.
You know what?
For once.
Listen.
For once, that's right.
You know, I think out of the blue in the 2024 election cycle could come a team that could take down Biden, Trump, and anybody else, Kennedy and anybody else who wants to run. And that is, you bring Ralph Nader out of retirement and you couple him with the Italian stallion, everyman that's right here to my left here.
That's right.
And you get a Nader-Vitagliano ticket.
I'm liking it.
Boom.
I'm liking it.
Well, I'm not running with Ralph Nader. First of all, he's an old
grouch. You're going to be on top of the ticket.
What'd you say, Ray?
You're going to be on top of the ticket.
Yeah.
Ed. It's going to be technically on Nader. Right?
Nader's going to be your VP. I'm just talking about, you know, the consumer.
I'm not cranky.
Look out. Okay.
But Ralph Nader's cranky.
But you think what you're saying is there's a study out saying that corporations around the world are taking advantage of the inflation problem to jack prices up even more?
This study reveals that business profits rose by 30%. Mm-hmm. All right. Inflation didn't go up that high. And that giving these companies what they call super profits based on their ability to push through stellar price increases, often dubbed greedflation. Okay. Also, you young people, get off my lawn.
This is one of those moments Ed just wanted to say, see, I told you so.
That's right.
I'm right, by golly.
That's right.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
That's right. Merry Christmas, everybody. By golly.
If you can afford it. Just the way it goes, people.
I'm not a socialist. I just want to call these corporations to account.
Right.
And hang their CEOs from the top. No, I'm sorry. I didn't
greedy
mean that.
Corporations. Who knew? When did that start?
Ed didn't get his Pfizer Christmas card yet.
You need another booster.
That's
what
right.
It is right there.
All right. That's it. I'm off my soapbox.
Pfizer made. They made a little money.
Yes.
The last couple of years.
Yeah. The CEO of Pfizer was able to make his house payments.
Yeah. He's doing okay.
He's doing good.
All right, Steve.
Well, that wasn't at all the way I wanted to start this segment, but that was derailed. But to your point,
yes.
The Biden administration has determined that it has the authority to seize the patents of certain high-priced medicines.
Seize patents?
They're going to take the patents and the profits from these high-priced medicines in order to lower medicine costs, they say. They've done a nearly nine-month review of the government's what they're calling march-in rights. They can march in and grab it, the patents.
What good is a patent if
all the money comes with the patent?
I know. I understand that. But what good is it if it can be taken away by the federal government?
Well, I know. But that's what the drug companies are saying. Biden says he wants to bring down drug prices. It might. I mean, prices of drugs are...
So he would seize the patents and then open it up for generic
and then
drug
production. Or sell it for seize the patents and then sell it for whatever he thinks is a reasonable price. Now, they say it's a power grab, huh?
Yes.
They say that they're not going to actually do this yet, but they are going to issue a new framework spelling out factors that the federal agencies should weigh in determining whether or not to take the patents. So they're laying the groundwork. Now, what the drug companies are saying is, listen, one out of every 10 drugs that we try to develop makes it to market. And we spend millions of dollars on each of the ones that don't. So when one does get to market, we have to make money for all the 10 or we'll go out of business.
Right.
That's what they say. Now, whether or not they are overpricing when they charge $1,000 for a vial of insulin, you got to wonder. But
well, first of all, this seems absolutely illegal. And it sounds like a step in the direction of nationalizing industries.
And I know you want to know fascism?
Yes.
Hey, kids, if you want to know the definition of fascism, what it really is, that's it.
What's the difference between that? I can see there is a little bit of a difference, but the federal government seizing the Campbell's soup factories and saying we want to bring
the
down
recipes.
We want to end the recipes or the recipe for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right.
Okay. And saying we're going to bring down the prices. That's
well, according to what you just read,
with fascists.
According to what you just read, there's a bunch of companies that are making too much profit, according to them.
Yeah.
Okay, Ray, do you know this? Maybe I'll ask you first.
Okay.
With respect to patents and drugs, I've always heard that, okay, every once in a while you'll hear, that goes generic this year.
Right.
A specific brand of drug about made by a certain company, the patent run out, and then it goes to a generic form. Hadn't you heard that before?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So what's the difference? Go ahead.
Well, look, the patent is granted by the government. So just as a general principle, we all agree, and we've talked about the principle before, what the government gives, it can take away, right? What it grants.
Yeah, I would want to be fair, okay? So the reason why the government issues patents is to protect intellectual property. So if a drug company comes up with a particular drug, they want to protect their investment. So they apply for a patent. Patent laws then protect that for X number of years. I don't know what the number of years is for drugs. But what it seems like the Biden administration is saying is if your patent lasts 10 years for a particular drug, we don't care. We're not waiting till the 10 years is up, which is what you were talking about, Tim. That's the normal course of events. We're going to grab it now, 4 years after you develop it, and we are going to make it available. So we're going to steal your intellectual
property.
I don't
think that's legal.
I don't think it's legal either.
Yeah.
Well, since when has that been a...
I
have a question, Tim. Why is it you think that Ray would know more about drugs and that than any of the rest? Because you put it directly
really,
to him.
What really are we saying here?
Well, that's had a bike accident.
Yes,
that's true. Right. That's true.
He had some
probably
surgery.
Used more of those
had
drugs.
Surgery.
Than most of us.
That's right.
So
that's
I have a, along these lines now. I have a maybe this is a more theological question. We maybe have to get Bert and Alex. Well,
we definitely need to ask Ray.
Bert and Alex.
That's my wheelhouse.
Or
right there.
But
bring it
along
Steve.
These lines.
Yeah.
Then.
Okay.
When you talk about patenting, like the DNA and what they're doing with the sequences of DNA,
like in the book of Exodus, right.
They're patent. Well, here's the thing,
right? Just like in Exodus,
can't God claim the patent on that? And I'd like to see him try to take the patent away from God. I mean, you know. Okay, maybe not.
That's that.
He doesn't have to claim the patent. He holds it eternally.
That's right.
Right?
Biden tries
Nobody's taking that away from him.
He holds Biden the patents on a thousand hills.
He Biden right. tries to take the patent away from God. He's going to turn his faucet on in the tomorrow morning to shave, and blood's going to come out.
Blood's going to come out. Really
right.
bad sign.
Yikes. It's
going to be a bunch of frogs all over the White House lawn.
That's right.
Like thousands or millions of them. Happens.
Yeah. Huh?
All right. Hey, while our Republican friends were debating it out on the stage last night, Donald Trump was not there, as you know. I have it on good authority that he was doing his own campaigning. He has he wants to bless all of us for Christmas, and specifically, he penned an ode to Joe Biden. You know, because he's thinking he's just going to him and Biden, you know, let these NIT people do their debate. But so this is his statement to Joe Biden. Cut 13.
Well, the weather outside is scary, and we know that his legs are hairy. We know it because he told us so. Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Joe. Can't understand him when he's speaking. He even said he was Puerto Rican. Fell off a bike when it was going slow. Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Joe. On the border, he has no clue, and it's making us all go insane. When he's got nothing left to do, he just sends some more cash to Ukraine. Now the country is slowly dying, and Karine Jean-Pierre keeps on lying. This president is our greatest foe. Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Joe.
There you go. That's Merry Christmas from Donald Trump.
all right, tell them who that really was.
That was a guy named Sean Farage, who just a
best Trump imitation,
a killer
ever.
Trump imitation. Very conservative guy. Great. I mean,
that
I
was very song. Clever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
If you can imitate someone while singing,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
You've
right.
got it. You've got it.
I used
nailed
to get
down.
That. I used to imitate Frank Sinatra. And I-
Did you really?
Yeah, and now people confuse.
Would you like to share a line or two? People, I mean, do it your way.
Well, I would need to go out in the hallway and clear my throat. Yeah, anything, yeah.
Wouldn't be polite on air, right?
Yeah. All right, next story, Steve.
All right, so yesterday we found out that Norman Lear had passed away. Now, those of you who were around watching TV in the 70s could not escape Norman Lear. Not only All in the Family, but The Jeffersons. And
didn't he do Maude?
Maude, a bunch of different ones, plus some cult classics. Do anybody remember Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, or Fernwood
yeah.
Tonight?
Sure. I don't.
Do.
I didn't
yeah.
watch the shows. I remember them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, anyway, he passed away. And
he was the producer of all these shows.
He was. He, writer,
he, was, he was the sitcom kingmaker of the 70s on network uh-huh. television. And for those who are baby boomers, they know this. For people who are behind us, so to speak, is that in that era, primetime network television was a huge cultural influence.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Maybe not so much anymore with all the varied ways that we have communication today, and on demand streaming. All kinds of things. But in that day, you would have...
You had three channels.
Tens and tens of millions of people would tune in yeah. each night to network yeah. television.
It shows like MASH, which was kind of an anti-war. Right. And so people like Norman Lear, they dressed their point of view up in comedy, and you can do a lot of stuff with comedy that you can't just do if I was just telling you.
And he admitted this.
He did. Well,
later on.
He did.
Yes,
so
yes.
I had a conversation yesterday with Ted Baer, who's the guy from the leader of Movie Guide, a strong Christian guy, and we talked a little bit about Norman Lear. We talked about humor and how it's used, and I want you to hear what he had to say, because Norman Lear, he said, was the most politest guy you'd ever want to meet. Always nice, always kind. But he had some dark beliefs. Let's listen to Cut 12.
Bread ain't been 11 cents for years. years. Not since you went in the service. That was 1942.
Oh, geez, 1942. I want to tell you, them was the days, Edith. Everybody in the country was working, plenty of money in everybody's pocket. That's because we had a beautiful war going. It was then. This country's in trouble every time there's an outbreak of peace.
Humor gets us to lower our guard and lower our defenses and lower our prejudices and lower our presumptions and lower our worldview. And eventually it gets us to change. Norman was very, very strong in being a progressive communist. He designed all of his programs to undermine everything that the founding fathers wanted to establish in America and to undermine men and faith and values and joy and peace. I pray that somehow, because a lot of people witnessed to him, including one of my best friends, that he accepted Christ before he went on, so he didn't go to the wrong place.
So he was saying he's hoping.
He's hoping that someone had convinced him yes. to accept Christ, because he was far from it during yeah. his public life. So I don't know. I don't know if that's speaking ill of the dead, which I don't want to do. But I mean, it is.
That's what happens after people die. People write books, and yeah. there's biographies and things written. And Ted Baer does have a lot of contacts in Hollywood, and apparently did have interactions with Norman Lear. I guess that's what he was
saying.
He
didn't know him real well, but he had interacted, been to his house a couple times, and knew him, and said he was really always a nice and polite guy.
I wrote an article probably 10 years ago, maybe more than that, for our monthly magazine. By the way, I encourage you, folks, if you're listening to AFR, I don't know if you know, we do have a monthly magazine. It is outstanding. If you do say so yourself. Well, I rarely have time to write for the magazine anymore. But if you go to AFA.net, there will be a drop-down menu for the Stand magazine, and you can sign up for it. Yeah. But many years ago, I wrote an article and looked at a couple of studies that examined, for example, the impact of Will and Grace. Now, Will and Grace followed the Ellen show, Ellen DeGeneres, and I believe Will and Grace was on CBS.
This in the 90s or the 80s?
Yeah, it was in the late 90s. I think it first aired in 1998 and went on into the 2000s. But it was a pro-homosexual show where the main characters were homosexual, and it was a comedy.
Yep.
And this study investigated the impact of that on people's opinions on same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
And they demonstrated that people who watched it, who were previously in favor of traditional and natural marriage, wound up changing their minds by watching the program. So to Norman Lear's point and his motivation using comedy, Ted Baer's comments about using comedy, it does affect the way people think.
You say Norman Lear was a communist?
Yes.
Yeah, called him a progressive communist?
Yeah. Very progressive communist.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. But now he hasn't been influential in Hollywood in a couple decades.
He was 101 when he died. Yeah. So he's been retired for quite a while.
What a loser. Wasn't he was no longer impacting our culture
at
101. he was to your point, Tim, in the 70s especially, probably on into the 80s, he had hit after hit.
Right.
And my dad, we watched All in the Family whenever it came on. We watched it.
It was the number one show in America, wasn't it, for a long time.
My dad loved it. My dad was extremely conservative. He didn't even know his views were being mocked on the show. That's how clever Norman Lear was.
So Norman Lear, One Day at a Time, All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Maude, Good Times, Sanford and Son.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. Sanford and Son as well. So anyway.
Who is Red Fox going to see for these heart attacks?
Oh, it was Elizabeth. Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you. So he'd hold it, put his hand on his chest.
Yeah.
It's the big one.
Hey, the guy who played the son there, he became a Christian preacher, I think.
Yes. DeMond something.
I think we talked about this the other day. Am I having a deja vu moment?
I think we did.
Okay. Well, we're older. We can repeat ourselves.
That's right. My wife and I now talk about, I'm 65.
Right.
My wife, her age is nobody's business.
DeMond Wilson.
DeMond Wilson. But my wife and I will say, I think I just had a Joe Biden moment, you know, instead of a senior moment. So we're at that age.
Joe Biden, he's, you know, forever be remembered as not being able to remember.
Yeah.
So.
Indeed.
Anyway.
All right. So we talk about the schools and different people who have been trying to push this gender nonsense and hide it from everybody. Well, somebody had a bright idea to use some humor to get a point across. Now, it's not just bad stuff that you can use with humor. Listen to this and tell me if this doesn't make a point. This would be cut 14.
Like a tattoo of this really awesome Chinese symbol that I saw.
We're definitely going to need your parents to come sign off on it.
It's my body, my choice.
You're 14. Take it from me. You're going to regret it one day.
All right. Can I just buy some of those cigarettes?
No way. Smoking is so bad for you.
How about a beer?
No.
A vape pen?
No.
A lighter?
Not in this state.
Can I rent a car?
Sorry.
Bottle of cough syrup?
What are you, a drunk?
Fireworks?
You might blow yourself up.
That Ruger GP100 and a box of 38 Special?
You might shoot your eye out.
Can I just, I don't know, like get an irreversible gender surgery?
No problem. We'll get started right away.
Oh, cool. I don't need my parents' permission.
Of course not. What if they're non-affirming?
What was that from?
Wow.
It was just a skit I saw. I should probably credit it somewhere.
Is it on our Facebook page? You put it up?
No, I did not, but I can. I'll send it to Adam. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Very, very good
point. All those
point.
Things you can't do
right
when you're under 18, but.
Gender surgery, go for it.
Go
without
for
your
it.
Parents' knowledge.
Do the most yes. radical
yeah.
right. self-mutilation possible. Right. Oh, sure. Let's
yeah.
get started.
No worries. All right. I, so
we're about out of time.
Okay, let's just end with this. You know the...
No, I'm talking on planet Earth.
true that.
The end of the world is upon.
Yeah.
So you know the Congress kicked out George Santos, the New York Republican who was caught cheating on resumes, just doing a ton of stuff. His strange dude. And they not only censured him, they kicked him out.
Right.
And so now there's a special people are running for his seat. Well, one of the people that's running for his seat is a guy named Philip Sean Grillo, G-R-I-L-L-O. I'm not sure if it's Grillo or Grillo. But he's running for the seat that George Santos vacated. He has just been arrested on some January 9th charges, charged with a felony entering and a bunch of different misdemeanors.
January 9th.
January 6th. Did I say 9th? January 6th.
Yeah, you need to flip your 9.
I've got dyslexia. What's the dyslexia? Up and down instead of right and left? Anyway, so he has been, but listen to this. Here's his defense. He went in and said, well, yeah, I thought that I was authorized to engage in all the content, like going through a broken window to get into the Capitol and parading around. And besides that, he testified that he had no idea that Congress convened inside the Capitol. He's running for Congress, but he had no idea that that's where
no
they
idea.
Met.
You know, he might want to rethink this.
I would think. I think we'd tell him he won and send him to Pennsylvania, to Philadelphia.
New
he said in the Senate Old Independence Hall
what'd,
and
what'd
think
you say?
He's in Congress.
Right.
He may need a new career path.
So you're telling me he's running for this seat that Santos is out of, and he didn't know?
He says he didn't know.
Didn't know that Congress met in the Capitol building?
That's what he said.
Was he arrested and charged on?
He's been arrested and charged.
Well,
charges.
I also hear he pulled a fire alarm, but said he thought it was going to open the door.
That's right.
Right
that's
right.
what he did.
All right. We can have more on that later.
And I will have a full investigation on these big companies running up your grocery bill, folks.
You do that. Why don't you seize them?
That's
right. That's right. Seize them.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ray.
You bet. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
And Ed.
Yes, sir.
And Adam Suddeth, our producer, and Fred Jackson, who was with us last hour. Have a great day. Trivia Friday tomorrow, everybody. We'll see you then.